Let me push the button.
Okay, this is going. Is that one going over there, Hayden? Guess we're ready, Mayor.
You betcha. We don't have on the agenda what we usually do, roll call, pledge, and a prayer. But let's go ahead and, did we get that passed around, Doug, for the roll call? The roll call, everybody here?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go ahead and let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did you have anybody for prayer?
Yeah, I asked Hayden if we could do it.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you to be able to come together tonight to meet as a city council, discuss the items of business and the affairs of the town as well. So we're all really grateful to be able to be here to serve here. And, pray that you guide our discussions and lead us and help us to make the best decisions that will be for the benefit of the people. We ask for this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thanks, Hayden. First on the agenda is the approval of the minutes held January 6, 2025.
I've read through the minutes and don't have any changes or adjustments, and move to approve the minutes.
Brian makes a move to approve it, and do you have a second?
Yeah, Kevin is
Hayden seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, passes. Thanks, Brian. So,
Brandon also Brian. Said yes on the minutes.
Brian and Hayden.
Kevin, do you have a payment or the invoices? Do you want to run over?
Yeah, so everybody's got a packet of the invoices. The first sheet is a breakdown of our total accounting. The general fund has about $840. You can see the amounts in the PTIF funds were really good in the general. The water I'm concerned about, and I want to talk about that later when we talk about budget. BNC Road Funds has got enough to do a couple of good projects, and the reserve fund, we just don't touch it. So it's in pretty good shape. The next page, there's several stapled together. And this is our invoice register. This is actually the one you vote on. You want to look at that, and I'll highlight a half a dozen items that are unique. So about halfway down the first page, there's one that says Fireworks and Stage FX America. We spent $5,000. That's to cover the fireworks for this coming July or June. We paid for it last year, and they gave us a really good deal if we do it 2 years in a row. So this is the second year. Three lines below that, Hinton Burdick, they are the CPA auditors that had to do our year-end audit, and they charged us $3,600, I think, that I paid last month, and another $1,400 that I paid this month. Down about three more lines is J.D. Fox Production. Of course, he's the one who does the announcing of Welsh Days. And I don't know why we haven't got a bill, but this first time I've seen his bill, $775, so that's a Welsh Days expense. On the second page, about two-thirds of the way down, it says Todd Alder Construction, and we paid him $30,408. For constructing the steel shed down here for the boost pumps, and then that has been reimbursed. The very bottom line on that page is $1,529 to Wall Engineering for some of his work, and we have not got the reimbursement on that one back from the CIB yet, but it ought to be coming anytime.
So the one to Todd has been shipped in?
Yeah, it's been, I've given it to him, it's been reimbursed, everything is squared away with them.
Okay.
So that's what you want to vote on. Oh, let me point out one more thing. The back page on that is the employees' salaries. We paid a total of $6,371 to the 10 employees. You're all considered employees. So.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
James, I'll make a motion to accept the invoices and pay the bills.
Hey, Brandon makes a motion to pay the bills, accept the invoices. We have a second?
A second.
Helen seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you.
Now, the next pages that are there on finances. Since I don't know what your assignments are yet, I gave you a sheet for all of them. The first one, it says operating budget report on the top. And that shows the percentage used for the year. So that's July 1st through the end of January. We've used 58% of the year. And you can look down that far right column and see the percentage used in your various categories. And after the assignments are made to which areas you're over, you'll want to keep track of that as we go forward. So you know what your area is spending and what the income is and everything. The next page, there's three pages stapled together. This is the actual expenses for those categories. And again, I couldn't divide this out because I don't know what areas you're on. So you've got them all. And that should cover the finance side of things.
Yeah. Thanks,
any
Kevin.
Questions?
I don't have any. Do you guys have any questions? Dave? Brandon, you good?
Do you have any questions about the finances at this point?
No, I'm like you. I'm sure on the water end we're going to need to rebalance our budget before the end of the year, but as it says now, we're...
Yeah, so at the end of the meeting, one of the things in my area, we'll hand out the... budget sheets for the upcoming fiscal year. Start working on that. We won't do really anything tonight except hand them out. So.
There'll be some work meetings coming up.
Yeah,
we'll
plan
to
work
meetings
and other things to,
okay.
to go
months.
Through that over
so
the next 3 months.
The meeting, or middle of the month and then a regular at the first and then another work meeting. So that we can.
All right, well that'll cover that. So we'll go on to
okay.
the next thing.
Looks like we're to the point of appointment and replacement for the Hayden Nichols seat, the vacant council member seat. You had your resignation paper.
I've got it. It's all turned in,
so
yeah,
that's all official
everything. Yep, everything is ready to go.
Okay, so...
Now, he won't be able to vote on this.
You bet.
To be the four of you that are left. Are you on with us, Kevin?
Bren, or Kevin Daniels.
Yep, I am.
Okay.
Well, he's part of the group.
Hayden can go into the yeah. Hayden can go into the audience now and
yes,
ask questions.
So we have on the phone Kevin Daniels, the town attorney,
yep.
and Brandon Reese is also with us. So we'll just do as we've done the last 2 months. We'll go ahead and if there's any questions that need the three applicants is Dave Larson, Ron Thompson, and Byron Davis. And we'll ask the, we'll go and any question asked, all three will have the opportunity to answer it. We'll first start with anybody on the town board. If there's any questions that you would like to ask, I think we'll go ahead and start with that.
So James, I have one.
Okay, Brandon, can you hear Brandon?
A little bit, yeah.
I'll if you can't hear it out there, clarify. We us up here that can hear, we'll.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brandon.
My question is all three of you guys at one point or another have served on the city council and part of that, what is your guys', it's coming back, what is the goal that you guys have if you were appointed to that position?
Did you hear that?
Yes.
What's your goal if you are the one appointed? Did you hear that, Byron?
Yeah, I heard that.
What's your goal if you're appointed?
And we don't need, I mean, if there's a minute, if you want to just take a minute, we can...
Want me to start out then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, really enjoyed being on the council, and enjoyed being in town and being accepted and living in this area. And so, as continuing forward, I'd like to contribute what I can to contribute, to continue that on. And have this town be as good as it can be according to our general plan and those and the general consensus of the survey that's been taken. And so my goal would be to make sure that those needs are met by those that are here in town to let voice their opinion. And so that's what I'd like to try and do, is make sure that that happens. So that's my answer to that, I guess.
My goal as well was to help serve the community, individuals in our town. I enjoyed being on the council. When I was on the council before, the only reason I didn't re-sign up was because I had right hip replacement surgery. And since that time, it's coming up on a year, and I felt like I still had ability and time to be able to serve on the council again.
Okay, I guess it's my turn. I've been struggling with this deal for some time now as to what I should do. And so what I am doing at this time is withdraw my candidacy to be on the council. And let me tell you why. Because I've served on the council for 50 years or more. That means there were 600 meetings I've attended. And I'm not ashamed of the record I've had. And I'm hopefully that we can continue with the friendship that we've had. I question as to whether I'm really liked or not, but that doesn't really matter. What matters is that we have the right attitude towards making this town grow. I hope, you know, I've been accused of a lot of things. People have been accused of not letting people make money. But that brings up another thing, personal agenda. I hope there's no personal agendas among us. Because if we don't, we're not really serving the people. It's the people who matters. And so what I'm going to do is still attend the meetings, and I'm going to be reading the agendas, and I'm going to be, well, I feel like everybody needs to be accountable. And so I'm going to help make this happen. I'm kind of going to put myself as a watchdog as to what's going on. And I hope people, they might be offended, but that's tough. Things are right, and we need to do the right things. And we need to do it for the right reasons. That's all I
have. All right. Thanks, Byron. I appreciate what you've done. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I just think it's admirable that you gentlemen that have been on the board before are willing to step up again and take your time and effort to help the community in any way you can. I think it's very commendable.
Is there any more from the town council?
No.
Okay, well, we can open it up to the members that are here. If you have any questions that you would like to ask, Jeff has one. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, you're going to give me two different answers. Each of you need to have a chance to respond to this. Don, is your health okay?
Yeah.
You're going to be around two more years?
I hope so.
Your other hip?
I don't think you can ask that.
What about your other one?
Pardon?
Your other one?
It's good.
Good, okay, all right. And then, Dave, you've been through a lot. You okay?
I'm good.
Maybe it's a good thing you get involved again where you were.
Yeah.
I think we're all concerned that it's a sudden thing.
But I think I'm ready to hit the road and
okay.
Get some things going again.
That answers my questions.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Ron?
You haven't made assignments yet?
Nope.
Yeah. I understand, right? Okay. Then this would be, since Dave, you were in charge of roads, Ron was in charge of the job of the cemetery. I'm going to help James out, the mayor, out a little bit here. Do you have any preferences to obligation? A lot of people don't realize this. In Wales, basically, you elect the city employees. So each one of you, do you have a preference? And if you do, what would you like to see in that regard, given that your experience has been in the cemetery in all the Wales?
You want to answer first?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, given the experience that I've had, ever since I served on the council, I first served on the council at the cemetery, and then 1 year I transferred back and took the park for a year, and then I went back to the cemetery. And like I say, I enjoyed that a lot. I had a lot of knowledge of what took place at the cemetery and the plotting of graves and so forth. I think everybody knew better than that. And I was glad to serve and serve the members of the council and the members of the community as well. And I was very grateful that the township individuals were such a tremendous help at that time. I mean, there was the opening and closing a grave up there. I mean, you can ask for a better situation than we have here. I'm very proud of the individuals of the town that was able to.
Well, I'm willing to serve wherever I'm needed. Yeah, I've got some stuff going and things with the roads and stuff and all that, but that's not kind of anything that can't be passed to somebody else. As we counsel together, we're going to bounce ideas off each other and whatnot, so I'm willing to serve wherever I'm needed, wherever the mayor feels like he needs to help. I'm willing to do and learn different things and continue on, and that's where I'm at.
Thank you. Did that? Okay. Any other questions?
Mr. Daniels, do you have any questions or suggestions? Should we just move forward?
No, I mean, the key and what you followed is asking the same question to everybody, and I think that's the most important thing, so you've been consistent that way. So I think it's going good so far, in my opinion.
So I guess if somebody's ready to make no other questions, somebody's ready to make nominate one of these two gentlemen. Did you hear that, Brandon?
Yeah, I would like to nominate Dave Larson for the position.
Brandon Reese nominates Dave Larson. I guess we just go ahead and vote.
Who's in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So that's like everyone is in favor of Dave then.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks to Ron and Byron for coming out and showing the interest and appreciate the. We've talked in the past about having committees and being a part of it, so please feel free to come and still be a part of it. So, we'll have more information on that coming up in the next little bit too. So, and that goes for everybody else here. If you want to be a part of it, please come and be a part of it. So, hey, you need to do the swearing in. The dogs and to take care of the cemetery and do all that he could, and we really appreciate everything you've done. Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. Oh, that's anybody that does anything for this town, appreciate it.
This is for a 2-year term.
Correct.
All right, that's done.
So this is where he and I switch places now, right?
Yep.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Daniels, I think we're done unless you have something else.
No, sir. Thank you. We'll see you later.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, we'll go on to number 2 of our business and petitions, Lee Fox.
Subdivision development ordinance. It's general plan was just completed and reviewed in 2025. We've had our planning and zoning ordinance in effect for 20 years ago. We're in the process of reviewing that and bringing it up to date. Our subdivision and development ordinance, that was mandated in 2023 by Senate Bill 174. The state legislature made every municipality in the state of Utah adopt this subdivision and development code. I'm not going to get into all the details of that, but the significant part of this new legislation is instead of a legislative type thing where the town council has a responsibility to approve and sign off on these developments, the state has made it an administrative process where it's by statute. It's check the boxes office. It's a lot like our land use ordinances that are planning and zoning. The statute says what the requirements are. We review it, check the boxes off. If you meet them, it's automatically approved by statute. Okay. The significant part of this is that they've taken the approval process, review and approval process, away from the town council. The review process is done by the Planning and Zoning Committee now. The final, the preliminary review, it comes in two sections. The final review is done by the Development Review Committee, which by statute says that the town engineer, the town attorney, and the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Committee make up that committee. They give the final review. They sign all the papers for the town. They do all that. And it's all documented by checkoff boxes. It's a list, a checklist. Each process has a checklist. It tells you exactly what you have to do. There's also
if somebody comes in and checks the boxes, then you pretty much that they're approved.
You bet.
So that's the same as our building permit process at the point at the moment.
Yeah,
right?
It's legislative.
But it's but that's how it's.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
just.
No, there. I mean, it's.
Just to clarify.
It's administrative. It's not legislative
right.
anymore.
It's administrative, but it still answers to the planning zoning ordinances and the general plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So those are parts of the check boxes.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the ordinance itself. We didn't make this. The state came up with it, the legislature. And we didn't have the capability to put an ordinance together like that. So they hired Hanson Planning Group and a bunch of other professional planning organizations. The state paid for it. They had a big budget for it. I think ours was $14,000 they spent on for the town. They paid a professional group to put that together so it met all the requirements of the legislation. Okay? And so we didn't draft that, they did. And so the checklist, the timeline, we have to abide by everything there on our part is the review process, and goes right down the line. It covers everything. It tells you every document you need. It gives you samples. It does everything.
So Lee, as far as that goes, if somebody comes in to do something like that and goes to that committee, essentially does it go over here? Do you get a hold of the town council and say this is happening, or is it all of a sudden we just wake up and we're like, oh, what happened?
No, part of checklist is when we receive an application.
Okay.
Notification. We notify all the entities.
Because okay. I know what you're saying. That was taken by that.
Yeah,
that.
Everybody.
And I get. Okay. I figured there probably was. Just wanted to see what that was.
Yeah.
That's an important part, and it's got a timeline. We have to do it right away. We only have so many days to accomplish each thing.
Yeah.
this document live by itself, or does it live as an addendum to the general plan or the ordinances, or is it a separate thing unto itself?
It's a separate ordinance.
Okay, okay.
They require us to have a subdivision and development ordinance because you're doing different things here than what you are over here.
Sure.
Okay.
Makes sense.
This covers zoning, basically, setbacks, requirements for our building permit, which is all administrative too, just check the boxes off.
No.
That's why when somebody comes in, we give them the checklist in their packet. It tells them what they have, what they need. If they come into the meeting and they have all the things on the checklist, it's an automatic approval. It goes right through. Well, you've been through the process. It's,
huh?
It's probably one of the fastest processes here in Wales and anywhere in the state. People complain that they have to jump through a few hoops, but our process is pretty streamlined. It's
yeah.
Pretty simple.
Now, question.
Yes.
Okay, so I served on the planning and zoning for quite a while before I opted out. And the process at that time was someone would bring in a document. We would prove everything. They'd go and get permits from the county, whatever. So at this point, the planning and zoning is satisfied that everything is, all the boxes are complete. Then is there another process for these three people to look at everything one more time? No.
What, the review committee?
Yeah. Where
no.
Do they come in and they look at it? Okay, one more time, give it an eyeball look and make sure
well,
everything's done.
They have a checklist too. If all the checks are done, by that point, the planning and zoning committee has already lined up everything with
mm-hmm.
the people. Okay. When it goes to final review, it's all there. They go down the checklist, it's by ordinance, they meet the requirements of the ordinance, they give final approval. And it even tells you, gives you a timeline for complete town to the county and recording everything. It covers everything. So
did you make both three, is there a show of hands for this approved or not? Or like you said, once it gets back to them, it's done.
Well, it'll be in a meeting, in one of our meetings, and it'll be documented. There'll
wait,
be minutes.
Planning and zoning meeting or town council?
You'll have a record. No, it'll be in the planning and zoning meeting. Now, the key to this whole process, to our land use ordinance, planning and zoning ordinances, zoning, and this, is this, the general plan.
Mm-hmm.
We just completed a new general plan. We worked on it, I don't know, 6 months or a year probably. Focus. We did a survey as directed by state statute. We sent out the surveys before we came up with a plan to get the response from the citizens as in Wales as to what they wanted their town to look like. Now,
let me just point out, each of you have a packet with that
right.
Plan in, but we've also got it on the
yeah,
screen.
Yeah, you made a copy for everybody here.
And it'll be on the website.
I'm not going to get into too much detail for this. It's not that long. I hope that each one of you will read it and study it, because in state statute, it refers to this over and over again, that every decision that we make on the planning and zoning and that you make in the town council is consistent with our general plan. Mm-hmm. This is what the citizens want. And the way we drive that, like I said, we sent out the surveys, gave a couple weeks for them to return them to the town. We tabulated the results of the survey, the questionnaire. We gave those results to Kate Penny over at Six Counties Association of Governments. He was good enough to put our plan together. He's a planner. He put this plan together. He generated this. He wrote the whole thing based on the figures we gave him on the from the survey and also the criteria outlined by the state. Okay. So I think we have a real good document there, and I think Kate did a great job on it. This is the... Yeah.
Just want to let everybody know that that general plan is also available to everybody in the community on the website.
Great. Yeah, everybody should read this. And If you have any questions as you go through and make your decisions in running the town, right there, that should guide your decision making. There's no set time to redo this, but most things I've read from different communities and from different opinions, that five years or so, if you have an active community, you should redo your plan or review it. This is the third time we've done this plan. We did a survey in 1998 was the first one, and that's when we did our first general plan and ordinances. And then the next survey we did was in 2014, and then again here recently in 2024. Now it's interesting, over that 30-year period, we didn't send out the exact same survey, it varied a little bit, but we came out with basically the same answers from the people. They felt strongly about certain things. Let me just read to you here on page 13.
It's over here on the screen if anybody wants to look too.
Citizens of Wales, this was their goals and desires for our community. The citizens of Wales has expressed their views regarding the future of land use within the community. These desires will provide the basis for goals, policies, and decisions regarding land use within Wales. It is recognized that Wales will become subject to increasing pressure for development and change in the coming years. The major desire of the residents is that Wales should remain its present rural character. Only compatible uses should be permitted or conditionally allowed. Agricultural uses should be encouraged. Prime agricultural land should be identified and reserved for continued agricultural use or for low-density residential agricultural development. Residential uses should be limited primarily to low-density single-family dwellings. Commercial uses should be kept to a minimum, and where permitted should be compatible with the rural character of the area. All commercial uses should be conditional and subject to review and approval by the town governing body. Industrial or manufacturing uses should be restricted to only those in enterprises which are compatible with acceptable cottage industry standards. That's basically what the survey indicated. And with that information, if you want some examples of the response to the questions, in the back of your plan there, on the back three pages, is a copy of the questionnaire and the percentage of responses. Okay, so if 80% of the people said yes or no to a certain question, it's listed there. And you can see some of the main ones are. There's one there, I think it's on the number 32 on the next to the last page. It says, it's a yes or no question. It says, should we allow farm animals in residential zone areas? Farm animals. So that's just an example. With that information, people want farm animals. Well, those are pigs, goats, cows, horses, that's farm animals. So with that information, our plan would say, yeah, we have full animal rights, okay? And in order to have full animal rights, you have to have large lots, okay? So that's the premise behind our zoning. That's where we came up with it. Our zoning has got to match what the general plan says. And that's what we've tried to do. We've worked on this a long time. I know there's different ideas on where we should go and what we should do. I've got my ideas, and I know each of you have yours. But as servants here in town, on the planning and zoning committee, we tried to just follow the statute. If they check the boxes, it's approved. If they don't check the boxes, it's not approved. Okay? If we do that, I know that years ago we, on the planning and zoning, we had a development that came in and we denied them. They waited a year or so until the appeal period was almost over, and then they filed suit against us. Okay? I was glad when that happened that we had followed the rules, followed the statute. And when we got with the lawyers and arbitration there, we were in a good spot. We got everything we wanted, got everything we asked. The complaint was denied, and it didn't cost us anything. And we learned some lessons there. But this is an ongoing thing. We work, you know, people don't, I don't think a lot of people realize what goes into this. We've been working on this stuff for the last 30 years. 30 years when I first moved here, we had a meeting like this. Ron was the mayor, and we had a subdivision that wanted to go in the south end of town. There were no subdivision or development laws. There were no zoning laws. There were nothing. So it's been a process ever since then, trying to put together the statutes and follow the state guidelines and make this thing work. You know, when Hanson Planning Group came and went over, they took all our ordinances to their office and reviewed them, and all our forms, everything, and we were in really good shape. We didn't have to change anything. In fact, they used a lot of our forms and our statute as a model for other towns.
Nice.
So that, I mean, that's just the hard work. I commend some of these guys on the committee for all of them. Right now we have a planning and zoning committee. They all come to the meetings every month. It's the best committee we've ever had. And there's been times in the past where we didn't have that. So I appreciate all the work that they do here in town. Any questions on any of this?
You mentioned the steps that you went through there. Wasn't one of the last steps that came to be approved and voted on by the council?
Oh, that's when the state sent this legislation down and had these planning groups administer it, they gave us everything. They even gave us an agenda for the public meetings and the meeting for the town council to approve it. They sent us the written copies of everything. We didn't have to do anything. They want to make sure that it was all done legally and properly, so I guess that's why they did that. The another thing, you know, in the past let me just mention this real quick. In the past, we've had in our planning and zoning ordinance an appeal process that involved a board of adjustment. We've never been able to have a board of adjustment. We can never get five people and a couple alternates on board and keep them there for 30 years. It just doesn't work. And without the Board of Adjustment, appeals would go to the district court. On this new legislation here, if there's an appeal on the decision from the Development Review Committee, the town council is the appellate people, so you'll handle the appeal. It's kind of funny having the town attorney deny or approve something, and then you'd have to appeal that. I don't know how that would work, whether we'd have to give another attorney or not.
Lee?
Yes.
All the other municipalities that have a board of adjustment, would they dissolve? Or those other boards of adjustment that are in place?
Well, I don't believe that anybody has them. That system is kind of down by the wayside, especially where we have part of our ordinance which has a different appeal now.
The
process which is set up by the state.
The county had that board of adjustments in place for a long time. But as far as you know, any municipality never had one.
Well,
it didn't have to be dissolved.
You've got to have an appellate process. If you don't have an appellate process, it goes to the district court. In fact, if somebody appeals our decision here and it goes to the town council and the plaintiff wants to appeal your decision, it goes to the court.
Yeah. Okay. We had one in Provo and they seldom met, hardly ever.
Well,
it was rare.
It just didn't work here over all the years. Mm-hmm. We've tried to organize them. We couldn't. Mm-hmm. We couldn't even get a planning and zoning committee organized, let alone five or seven more people that would study the code and know the system. I mean, that was just impossible. So, and we've never had an appeal other than that one subdivision there, and. I think it did go to the town council for appeal, and they upheld the planning and zoning committee's decision to deny their project. And then, as I said later on, before their time limit expired, they filed a suit against us. And then it went through the trust there at the League of Cities and Towns. They provided us the attorneys that handle planning and zoning stuff. Any more questions?
I'll just thank you, okay. Ron and Lee, for all the work you've done on getting the general plan together this last year and all the time you put into it. So thank you.
Hey,
very much.
Can we go to number four and let, since Lee's talking, and discuss number four?
So number four on our items that need to be looked at, moratorium on annexing policy.
Is he briefed on?
You and I talked.
Okay.
You'll see what he discussed.
Okay.
You might have to ask him more specific questions.
Anybody else know what this is about? Me, I
That's what was on the agenda. Somebody put it on there.
The town has a moratorium on annexing land.
Meaning no.
Well, it's a policy. It's
meaning
not really.
It's a policy, but it's a moratorium on annexing. So it's been discussed. In fact, it was Brian that wanted to discuss it. So I talked to Lee and.
Yeah, we do not have a policy on a moratorium policy on annexation. That's not right. We have an annexation code which we're required to have to get at least out the steps in the process. For applying for an annexation and how we handle it. That's required. We have to have that on our books in advance so that we can't arbitrarily tell somebody no. We have to go to the statute, check the boxes off again.
Just to make sure I understand that, we don't have a moratorium, we have an annexing code.
Policy.
Well, it's our annexation plan.
Okay. Is that the one that expires in 29?
Do you want to?
No, it doesn't expire.
Okay.
It didn't expire.
Is it in here?
No.
The plan?
No. No, I've got it right here.
I mean, there's.
It's dated July 2nd, 2019.
Is there any way to get it on the screen? It probably isn't.
No. You're thinking of this right here.
For the period of 10 years, right.
But that's not a moratorium.
Right, but there's language in there that states that the town will not annex land.
No.
Is there not? No, I haven't read the whole thing. Kevin and I just looked at it really, really quickly, but...
No, there's no...
There's nothing that says that.
There's nothing in there that says we will not annex land.
Okay.
By state statute, we have to have the process in pro form for everybody to see.
Okay.
And it has to be done in advance. It has to be on the books. For instance, this plan, it has a expansion zone for the town.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay? We've already considered that, where we would want to expand.
And there's a map of it in this.
There's a map with it.
Sure.
And it excludes some problem areas that aren't as good to expand yet.
Mm-hmm.
The flood zone on the south end.
Yep.
Watershed on the west.
Yep.
Wells over here on the east.
Mm-hmm.
So the expansion area is on the northeast corner of town.
Okay.
Okay. That's already in the plan, so when I say check the boxes, when somebody comes in and says, you know, what's your policy, we show it to them, and if they say, I want to annex land over by the pumps or the flood zone, we'll say, well, no, we probably deny that, because our plan calls for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the reason I ask is because since I moved here, I'd heard, and I can't pinpoint who or where, that the town has a policy or ordinance against annexing any land.
No.
And I thought, that is very odd. Why handcuff yourselves when we should be looking at everything on its own merits according to our general plan? So yeah, I'm glad to hear that that's not the case.
No. All it mentions is, it says, in order to facilitate orderly growth and development, Wells Town, the Planning Commission, considering the town's general plan, limited resources, infrastructures, and undeveloped property within the town boundaries, it is anticipated that future annexation will be delayed for a period of 10 years. Anticipated, that's...
So there's nothing hard and fast there. Yeah.
So there's nothing that...
Okay.
You know, when we wrote this, at that particular time, we were trying to put in another well, there was water problems, there was all kinds of stuff.
Which really is the reason I brought it up. We just built another well. Looking 10, 20, 30 years out from now, where's the third well going? And it's not too early to start looking at that.
It might be five.
Yeah. So that's why I brought it up. And thank you for looking into it. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we,
so there's...
We wanted to... we had that several years earlier. They made it an ordinance in 2019. We gave it to the town council way before that.
Mm-hmm.
But Keith Jensen was the mayor back then. He wanted to redo all the ordinances, and put this on the shelf when we submitted it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And was going to do them all together. But as it played out, that was way bigger of a job than we anticipated to get all these ordinances done. And it never was done until, I guess, he was looking at leaving and that's when they ratified it and made it an ordinance.
Well, it's not an ordinance, it's a policy.
Oh, okay. That's
perfect.
That's it there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Lee.
So I think that's...
It should be made into an ordinance. Okay. It should be part of our plan B.
Yeah, you have to have a hearing on it. You have to advertise it for a week. You have to have a hearing on it to the public. And then the council would vote on whether to have an ordinance.
I've served on the planning and zoning, but we moved before Ron came in. We looked at that several times, didn't we? Annexation, because we feel like that was critical to Wales. And the way it was written out, we thought that it was good and solid, and it was clear what could be annexed, what could be looked at, what could be.
On this particular ordinance, we copied it from another town. They already had it.
Smart.
Basically, we follow state statute. Why reinvent it up or revise it? We just followed it from another. We did have our public meetings and hearings on it. One of the things I want to mention, too, before I leave here, before the town council votes on land use issues, the Planning and Zoning Committee should have done a research process
Right.
I don't know if everybody understands that, but you don't need to follow our recommendation. We have no legislating authority. We can tell you all kinds of good things. The town council has the final say, and they can disregard everything we said. But what we try to do is follow the statute, check the boxes again, make sure we've got everything that conforms with all of our plans, okay, and that it all makes sense.
Yeah.
If we ever get sued or whatever, I think we'll be in good shape.
That's part of the responsibility, though, of planning and zoning, is gather that information so you can give it to the council so that we can
yeah, well, you
have a good.
You guys are busy.
You can make
doing other things. Decision. This planning and zoning thing could be a full-time job.
Right.
Especially.
That's why we have it.
Hey, any other talk on number four moratorium? I think we've covered that. There's no need to vote or do anything on that because there's nothing that needs to be happening there. No, back to number three. Moratorium on water hookup till after the booster pump evaluation. I know when we talked of taking the actual building moratorium off a couple of years ago, there was a study done of how many hookups we could actually do at that time. It was deemed that we could do possibly four. There's some stuff that we look back, we could never see that we actually did anything.
Yeah, I went back to January 2024 and I see nothing that the council voted on about having a building or a water, it's actually a water connection moratorium.
Yeah.
And the intention was until we got the boost pump finished and all this.
It was until we had four additional hookups to hit that certain number. Yeah. Is what it was.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't necessarily let's wait until this boost. Is there any concern? Do you see any reason?
What I remember that same conversation, part of what you're saying, is you have a little bit of leeway of three or four hookups, and that leaves.
We were at max.
Well,
we
let the moratorium come off is because we put that, it was a resolution that we put in on there that it would be off of the available hookups that we had. And so I guess that's what I, did that not, am I remembering wrong then that we did not put in a resolution?
I cannot find anywhere that the council voted on anything in that
I remember
regard.
Talking about it. We may have thought about doing that, but if he hasn't found it in the minutes, I don't know what we...
Because I remember talking about that.
Yeah.
Because we were right there at the edge.
And with what Brandon brought up about the moratorium, the original moratorium was because the south well failed.
Yes.
And once it got back up and running and proved itself, and that was the middle of 2022, then you shut down or closed that moratorium.
Yes.
We had to renew that every 6 months the whole time.
Yeah.
But then we let it lapse.
Yes.
But that was because of the south well.
Yes.
Now what you're talking about now is because we're waiting for the boost pump to get finished and prove up what it will really do for us.
Yes.
But I've gone clear back to January 24, and I do not see anything that...
Lynn's not here tonight to give us a thing. Do you have an update on where we're sitting on that boost pump?
Well, we're expecting the pumps should have been delivered to... I can't remember who's doing them.
Barton Excavating.
They should have been delivered to them on the 3rd, and he told me it would take him maybe a week to put it all together, to bring the skid up, and then... You got to hook it all up. You're probably out another 6 weeks, is my guess.
When I talked to Dustin, that's when he was putting it out around. They were hoping the end of February.
Yeah, I think they'll be pushing into the middle of March.
Do we have anybody that's approached the planning and zoning about building a home? Do we have anybody on the docket that's...
On the agenda, one request for zoning change.
Okay.
Well, every change.
We're also going to get a hold of the town attorney and Lindwall and try to have at our meeting to review their part as to all you.
Okay. So as of right now, we do not have any that's knocking on the door to go dig a hole and start. So that's within a month. If we're going to be having that boost, the bump house or the boost pump put in a month. You were going to say something, Dave?
That's what I was thinking, is that I was going to ask that same question. Where are we with building and stuff? Last I remember, we was within a couple of hookups of the system now. So we got to be careful with that, you know, as we move forward. But once we get that pump going, then that opens things up, and then we're good for quite a while.
So let me put a little more...
The other thing to throw onto that, too, guys, that we've got to consider, when we did all of those numbers, I want to say we were planning on the spring
getting
between 45 and 60 gallons a minute.
Yes.
For everybody, so you're aware, it is currently only doing 18.
Okay.
Well, and this is the reason this has all come up. So with the spring on the downhill, I asked Lindwall to do some figures. Remember, he did this a couple of years ago, and we got a booklet with all his figures in, how many houses we could have and how much water each would use. And he figured we could go a maximum of 220, and that's about what the whole town will hold. He figured, like, at that time, we'd have enough water. And when I talked to him the other day and had him work this up, he says, if these two wells hold up, okay, you still got enough water, even if the spring is not producing anything. But do you want to be on that, the edge of that knife, or do you want to be a little more proactive over the next 6 months until the boost pump proves itself? Because right now you can't pump as much water up.
Building just down by the north well. The north well. So it's over here. They're both over here.
Yeah.
No, sir. It's going to allow both to go into it and bump up.
Okay, Brandon, go ahead.
I guess for me, guys, on that part of it, if all of those numbers, if we're running that tight, all it takes is one of the wells to go down for 3 or 4 weeks to have to get a pump put back down in it, and we're in trouble. So I personally think we need to do some work in writing a resolution that's our max capacity, but only go to, say, 80 or 90, whatever the council feels. If we go right to that 100% of the capability of those systems, we're just asking for trouble. Just me.
And that 100%, that's adding 80 more homes, right?
Yes, that was adding.
So is that something we need to do in the next 6 months? Is that next 6 months going to help us on the 80 homes?
No, so we're like right now we have...
We could go ahead and put a moratorium on it, but is it going to help in that 6 months on those 80, the max capacity? I get it, that's we need to do something.
Well, the recommendation has always been, even back when the other engineering firm did those studies, they went like 2 to 2.5 connections per year. That was their recommendation. So if you want to go by those recommendations.
That's true. Then it's talking 2 or 3 years.
But also back then, we didn't have the both wells that what we know it.
Yeah.
Because that was a sunrise. That was back from the sunrise.
Yeah, back when Sunrise was doing it. And
then when Lynn did it, it was...
It was about the same, actually.
Yeah.
But timeline right now, we're just looking at until this pump gets online.
That's the question.
We're talking...
That's what I mean, the next 6 months. If you put a moratorium on it, it'd probably be a six-month moratorium.
Because that's basically what we're looking at is enough time to get both that pump in so that we can get it tested, so that we know what we got.
For all the surrounding county homes that are going in, pumping off the same aquifer that the city's aquifer is?
I would think so.
Yeah, then we protest every well that goes within like a 2-mile radius of wells, And of course, you never win the protest. But if you make a protest, then in the future, you might have a case against those wells that came in.
Bingo.
You're talking about the buffer zones that all the other towns in the county have?
Yeah, no, we don't have it.
We don't have it, and I don't know what the buffer zone does, so maybe if somebody's educated.
We can educate you on that.
We've discussed the buffer zone a lot. What do you want to know about it?
Well, I think tonight, I mean, that's great, the buffer zone. I think we got to stick to the moratorium on the water hookup with a boost pump. That's a whole nother.
Yeah, we can.
No, you're good. You're good.
That's a good point.
You're good. No, I mean, all questions are welcome. That's great. But.
So Brandon, can you hear me?
Brandon.
So are you suggesting that your thoughts are that we maybe ought to think strongly about a moratorium at this time then? To carry us through until we get that pump up and running and we know what we have? Is that what your thoughts are then? Is that what I'm getting from you?
I don't think we're going to be.
Huh? Go ahead.
I guess I don't know if the moratorium is what we need, but no. I think in the next 3 months, if that resolution that we had thought or whatever we had done a year or two ago, whenever this started, I think that needs to be in place and have it worded that way to give us some protection that way.
Yeah.
I don't think we're anywhere near, I mean, unless we have somebody that comes in and wants to build 20 or 30 homes in the next 6 months, I don't think we're to that point yet, but I think we're getting on that precipice that we need to have a something in writing on what we are comfortable with the system once it's flowing.
Okay.
So
I'm more leaning towards that than a moratorium. But if we, in the next 3 months, don't have that done, we have a bunch of interest in building, then until that's in place, I do think a moratorium would be wise. As of right now, I think we're okay with what we have. But it is something we need in writing before, I would say, before the end of the year or sooner.
So maybe in the next month or two, Brandon, we could get together and we can put it on the agenda to talk about it and work through it. Of the first thing we talked about of hitting a certain number of hookups, if we hit that, then we need to recheck things out and then.
And I think it'll have to be something we'll have to work with Kevin on as far as the attorney.
Yeah. Kevin Daniels.
To me, it's going to be something that at the end of every water year, then we go off of, okay, this is what our wells did, this is what our spring did, so this is the number we're saying now, because that's going to change from year to year. So I think that it needs to be worded to where it's an annual evaluation, and then a buffer number, you know, give us a buffer in case from year to year, if we drop 20 gallons a minute on both wells,
Yeah. Then
we've got to have that buffer built in there. And so I don't think a moratorium, but I think that needs to be written up and worded.
Okay, so I would like to make a motion with this that we we're not at a moratorium at this point in time, but we need to watch closely and that's the word we want. So that we can write up an ordinance or a
resolution.
Resolution is what I mean. So that we can have legal standing, so that if we do need to go that route, we're okay with it, you know, legally. I guess that's the best I can do for a motion.
Okay.
I'll second that.
I'm just not sure what that does for us. That,
okay.
Honestly, I mean, either there's a throttling or there's not.
Okay.
I mean, we should be keeping tracking, monitoring, regardless. But as it stands, if there's no throttle on it, and it something does come to zoning and planning, and it does check all the boxes, it has to go through. And so, if we want to stop things or limit things to two or four in the next year or two, we need to put something hard and fast in, or we don't. I mean, it's do or don't, really. There's no in-between. We're going to look at it no matter what.
That's a good point. So, someone comes
well, here's the problem with that, though, that Kevin told us, the attorney said...
Just a second, Brandon.
When someone were to come next meeting and I want to build a house, they've got to say something.
Right.
Right. Because once the process starts, then it's going to go.
And if it checks the boxes, it checks the boxes.
We can't do it because town council talked about maybe doing something. Okay. He's got no ammunition. No
right. Right.
So I think we really need to find the number and see, because if, say, one person comes or 60, you know, there's definitely some leverage there. I mean,
I would feel comfortable recommending an adjustment to the motion to say, let's turn the faucet down to four houses in the next 6 months, and then, or next 3 months, and then look at it.
Okay.
But because that does give zoning and planning some ammunition if somebody does come in. Otherwise, you know, it's check all the boxes, you got to go.
Yeah, that's
so,
good point.
If you'll accept that amendment.
Go ahead, Brandon.
What you're suggesting is do a moratorium saying that for the next 6 months, we're going to limit the new hookups to four hookups. But what we have to put in there with it, because I actually like that as you're talking, the other thing we had to put in that with Kevin was, is okay, if we do this, also this, we're going to limit the number of hookups, and then the city council is going to commit to have a resolution and a study of the hookups and have a resolution in place at the end of the moratorium.
Once the boost pump is in.
Yeah.
Once the boost pump is in, and so, I mean, that's what we amended to, is that we're going to put a, and I can make this motion that we make a moratorium to limit the number of hookups to four hookups in the next 6 months. And then as a city council, that we are going to commit to have a resolution in place with, after the booster pump is in place, with the water study of how much it can produce to give us the number of hookups.
Okay.
Is that a motion?
That was a motion.
So, officially, do we need to vote on your motion still, unless you want to withdraw it?
I'll withdraw mine and go with Brandon's.
And I just made the number four up, so Brandon, if you feel good with four and everybody else feels good with four, I don't know.
Too many.
I'm good with that.
Is that too many? No, I don't think it's too many.
So Brandon's made the motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Dave seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
It passes, so... The next 6 months will be only four allowed.
Okay, so we're going to make sure that's in the minutes, and then we'll write up the resolution and get you to sign it.
Okay, that'll be on next meeting, we'll sign it.
No, well, you've passed the resolution,
yes.
We just need to put it on paper and have you sign it.
Have you sign it, okay.
That's it.
That'll be for 6 months.
If we get 8 feet of snow in the next month, and the boost pump comes online, and everything looks amazing, then we can revisit and take
time,
that moratorium off.
You can change the resolution
any
time. Anytime.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to make sure that's clear.
Okay. We're moving on. Reports by town officers and board. So now that we have everybody back, full quorum of everybody that's going to be here next month, hopefully. Okay. There's a bunch of things that need to be done. I know Brandon's been over water in the past, the three of you. Dave's been over roads. He had a month hiatus there for a second.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be good to give this a little bit more thought, but I think tonight if we could just hit the four main ones, and then there's a bunch of sub things underneath there that we could this next month, Kevin, I think that's probably what I'd like to do.
Okay.
So if we just do the four main things. I've also thought, Brandon, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Of putting two board or two council positions over each thing. And so there'll be a primary and a secondary. So say you can't make it to something, or somebody at the cemetery can't make it to something, you already have a backup. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but I thought that would be a good way to go forward, so there's always two minds in it. Obviously, there'd be a primary one that's their main focus, but then to have a little backup in other areas. So
I think it goes well.
Yep.
There's always gives you somebody to bounce ideas back and forth onto a different perspective.
Okay.
I agree. I like
With that in mind, Brandon, I was thinking about having Dave and you over water and roads.
Okay.
And Helen and Brian have you over cemetery and parks. And there's a bunch of other things that we need to, like the Welsh days we talked about, Helen. But there's some other things I think we ought to, by next meeting, we'll have the rest of those the other subcategories divided out to where I think we need to have them. But those four main areas are covered tonight. And then we'll go that route. But so does that sound all right with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll go with that, Brandon and Brian, Helen and Dave. We'll work it on that way. Obviously, I don't think I just sit back. I'd like to help out in all four of them as well. So if there's stuff that I need, if I need to go help dig a grave or go do stuff at the park or on the roads or water, Brandon, I'd love to help out any way I can. So keep that in mind. It looks like there's a administration on here. And then number three, emergency preparedness. Looks like there's a meeting in Moroni. Is that?
Yeah, there's a flyer we've got. We'll send around in the water bills.
Is that for the community as well?
Yeah. So Moroni has contacted the county group, whatever. They're offering help with the basic 72-hour kits and CPR and first aid training, basic CPR training. That'll be March 11th in Moroni City Hall. So might watch for that. And if you're interested in going, just getting trained or retrained.
That's a safety training, you said?
Yeah, it's
emergency
CPR,
preparedness.
CPR and first aid training.
It's just basic, it's not certification.
No, there's no certification, just basic training.
Okay.
Give me flashbacks.
Well, we'll move on. Brandon, do you have anything?
Not really. Most of what we've already kind of talked on.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has the...
Along down the building, it's been painfully slow this last get-go, but it is...
So for everybody, I've had the Rural Water Association working on the North Well Source Protection Report, and that should be finished up now, finally. And Wendell's working on the consumer confidence report. I think there's a little bit more to do on that.
Okay. And I know the fab lid was under that. I know.
Oh, Brent, yeah.
That will be part of the grant, and
yeah, we
and it'll
be
taken care of.
Yeah, it was $6,500, I think, was the
price
estimate from.
Yeah,
okay. I got a copy of that from Lynn the other day.
Okay.
And that is just the other thing to consider too. That is just the lid. That is not installation.
I think that included installation. The one I saw includes the insulation, yeah.
So they'll bring down, tear the old one off, and put the new one on?
Yeah, in fact, they want to tear the old one off, measure exact, and then go build the new one and put it on. So we'll probably have to just cover it with a piece of plywood or something. I don't know what we'll cover it with.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, that'll...
That's important, so we'll...
Yeah, we'll have to do some
protection
while it's gone.
It's on the front tank. Yes.
Yeah, one of the tanks.
There's one, there's two tanks, east and west. It's on the east tank, the square rectangle lid.
When do you think they're going to come and take that lid off?
I don't know. We'll have to talk with Lynn. We'll have to approve their bid first.
Oh, okay.
And then work with...
So this project, it looks like in the next couple months.
Yeah, we hope this is done in the next couple of months.
Okay. What was the amount again?
$6,500.
I can give you the exact figure. $6,500, I think, is what the total was on the...
I know, Brandon, last meeting we talked as well as putting gravel down to the North Well, and that was not covered in the grant. But I still think we probably have enough in the roads that we could probably go ahead and do that. with our own funds, unless I think we should get a road put down to it. And
yeah, because we're going to have more traffic down there.
So just
so I've got it out for bid. They wanted the specs on it. I guess I'll throw this out to everybody. I was just going to have them do it 12 feet wide with a 6-inch road base, and then capped with the 2-inch minus is what I'm going to have them bid it out on.
Okay. Seems like it'd put a decent road for what we do down there.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get those bids in. We'll go from there. So, anything else, Brandon? If not.
I think so.
Okay. We're talking, there's been some stuff with the roads and potholes and stuff. We haven't really had a whole lot of time to think about that. So that's in the works, I know. So we'll talk some more.
Okay.
And then, Helen, I know your name's under park, but
I just had to put the name somewhere. So.
Yeah, no, that's fine, but we'll. I know I had the bid to install the awning on the front of the town hall. We'll have some more discussion about that coming up. Replacement of the park playground equipment. Whoever's over the parks and rec, there is a grant opening up in March. We do need to get a plan put together, though. So. Maybe we'll I get you Kate Penny's number. He's R6. He does a lot. He's one that, like Lee said, he helps write and word a lot of this. That's his job, is to help communities like ours. He's out of Richfield. But he's the one that told me about the grant. I will touch base with him and then get with you. But I think that'd be something we really need to look at.
So the grant would be to install that awning?
No, so we've actually got some money donated, some generous individual gave some money, and we've set aside some money for the awning.
Oh, so it's already.
But we went to the planning zone. We've been told no, but there's some. We need to revisit a few things.
Okay.
So that right there is kind of on a stall.
Okay.
The grants for the playground.
Well, playground equipment, basketball hoop, ball. I mean, there's.
Oh, all
it,
of
it'd be for our plan. Like, if there's a plan for the town to do something recreation, we need to get it in there, and actually have like. This is what we want for the town, not just park. You know, that's part of it. Playground equipment, that's great, but it'd be more of a, this is our plan for what we want.
Yeah, it could be a bike or hiking trail.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
A football stadium.
All right.
Rodeo grounds. I don't know. Okay. And then planning and zoning, thanks again for coming tonight. I don't think there's much more that we need to say about stuff that tonight. Cemetery.
There's a grant. It opened up February 1st, and so we need to talk to Kate Penny about that again. And we can apply to do certain things like surveying,
mapping
and computer, to put it on a computer and different things like that. But we'll have to get with Kate on that again. But we need to apply to that pretty soon if we're going to.
And if we did that, I mean that we could actually expand the cemetery, do little things. Not necessarily expand, but that's, we want to do that. We need a map.
Yeah.
We know that we're not going to use the money to go up and put fencing and roads, but we need a we need a plan for that.
Yep.
That's my, where I was going with that.
Should be part of your part.
Along with the cemetery, there's going to be a, brother, Carl Hamblin passed away, so there'll be a, did that get all taken care of where they were? Got it all picked out and everything. Did they come in and see you?
Yeah.
Okay, so that...
I don't know if Wendell... I'm sure he knows that Carl passed away.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I haven't talked to Carl, to Wendell about it.
Yeah. And I can go up and help on this week. We can go market and maybe go get together. And
Hayden wanted to address that, right?
Well, I just said if whoever's doing that, if you're available tomorrow or Thursday before 2 o'clock, I would be happy.
Okay.
Show you what I can assist with that too. If you want help with the transition, or if you just feel like you want to take
it. No, he's been doing it, so I think that's a great, great
the
thing.
The grave needs to be marked out, and this would be a good learning step.
I would love to learn too.
For the two of you.
Yeah. No, that'd
just
be
both of you.
I think we should all know.
I agree, because if somebody's not here,
right.
Like I said, there's more than one way to do it.
Yeah, so. Just let me know when you go and I'm there.
Okay. I know Do we have anything more on animal control, that dog to be put down? Have you heard anything there?
Oh, I've called the owner several times, and he won't call me back, so I don't know what happened to it. He's
ignoring us.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to...
Anybody seen the dog running around?
I haven't seen it around, that one.
Seen two new dogs.
Yeah, there's two new dogs around.
Nobody knows where they're at or where their home base
is?
Well,
we got pictures of them. And,
but no home base yet.
I don't know.
Okay.
I have a pretty good idea. We won't talk about it yet.
Okay. Fire department, had Sean send anything to you before you...
I haven't spoken to Sean this month.
He got with me. There's a report he has to do, and it includes fire flow data, and I need to get with him a little more because we've done that. We've taken data. You helped with that.
Yeah. Lynn, it's all in Lynn's report.
So I'm not sure exactly what he needs for his report.
Lynn, that water study we did last year, not all that too.
Yeah.
So.
I'll have to get with Sean.
It would probably be good for him to get an actual water flow, or even if we got it through the water department, to get a device that you can put on each hydrant and we can tell our own. We don't have to wait for somebody else to try to figure out calculation. It's a device that shoots the water through and tells you the flow.
Yeah, we could buy...
So that might be something we ought to look at.
Looking
into.
Yeah. Because we have to do this every year, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin and Doug?
So, I think you all, your last page should be budget sheet. In that packet. This is the budget for the fiscal year, which starts July 1st of 2026. And goes till June 30th, 2027. So I'm just giving you a start. So for now, ignore the income side.
You're talking this
one. No, this one here.
Oh, man.
Don't worry about income. What you do is normally on a budget is you come up with all the expenses, all of the needs. You put it down on this paper here. And then we talk about where to get the money from. If you can get the money, great. If you can't, then you start trimming down your budget. And so part of our discussion, not necessarily today, but a month from now, we'll probably need to have like meetings halfway in between, like on the third. Well, the third is planning and zoning, so maybe on the fourth. Tuesday we would have a work meeting, and then you'll have your council meeting to kind of finalize. So we need to have a preliminary budget by the 1st of May, and then we have to do hearings on it through May and approve our budget by the 1st of June. So we've got about 4 months, and you can see the column that says third column says 2026 actuals. And the fourth column is 2026 budget. So that budget column, that fourth column, you can look at it and see if that maybe still fits, or if there's other things you want to do. Now there's some things that, like the budgeting for this $5,000 worth of fireworks, or if there's other things you want to do, this is where you can start thinking about them and write them on your paper here, and then we can start working on that at our next meeting. So you got a month to kind of put things together on this worksheet here. Everybody, if you have any questions of that, get with me personally and I can go through it a little deeper.
Thanks.
Number two, status of the credit union accounts transfers. We've got it. I got the word today that we are all set up with our state PTIF funds, so I can transfer any of that now down to Mountain America. And they just finished that up this morning and let me know, and so that's available. We'll start doing that. What do you want to say about Express Bill Pay? Anything?
There it is.
We'll be sending I think a lot of people are know, but we should send a flyer out probably with the water bill.
I signed up. It was easy.
This is available on the website now, Express Bill Pay. You can go directly on there and
you bring up, it'll bring up your existing bill. And from January on, it'll give you the history. It won't give us past history, but it'll give you history of your water bill from the from before or from January on. And you can set it up for automatic auto pay. You can also switch to paperless so that Erica isn't sending you a bill and costing us an 80-cent stamp or whatever those are. I'm not sure what pay by text is.
I signed up for that too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because if I want to send an extra payment, here's $50. Now I'm ahead.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So we'll put a flyer in the water bill.
Yes.
With that, help people.
And that's
you can always call
it's on the town website. Yep.
Get a little help too, probably, from Doug.
No, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Let me go through number four in a second. Before that, though, the animal issues. Like we've said, there are two dogs that come down to our neighborhood about 4 weeks ago and chased one of my chickens around. It's still alive. But and he went over and bothered the Francos.
Francos, yep.
And run all around and then finally disappeared. But we've got pictures.